This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves and need Thy mighty hand here tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get out of the way that You may have Your way in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Father, right now, Lord, as I decrease, let the Spirit of the Lord in me increase. Hallelujah, Lord, to be used by Thee this night in Jesus' name. As my wife and I both touch and agree right now, Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord just to have His way. Also, praying people's prayers, honoring people's requests, but most of all, their souls will be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of John, the book of John, the 8th chapter, verse 36. And it reads, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Also here in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Here in Galatians 5, verse 13, and it says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one another. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about maintaining your spiritual freedom in 2024. Maintaining your spiritual freedom in 2024. Child of God, spiritual freedom, eternal life, just like physical life, must be fed, though not by bread, but by the word of God. Yes, we must stand fast. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Yes, people of God, our source of true freedom is found in no other than Jesus Christ Himself, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, Jesus has set us free from the bondage of sin and of the law. This freedom that we experience, it is not the absence of restraint, but it is the presence of Christ in our lives. It is to have the liberty to live in obedience to God's will for our lives in 2024. See, the Bible says here in Romans chapter 6, verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Beloved, biblical freedom means being free from the power of sin. Yes, through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are no longer enslaved to our own sinful nature. We are no longer held captive by our past mistakes. You see, this freedom grants us the ability to choose righteousness over sin. Yes, maintaining our spiritual freedom in 2024, it must be a decision made on a daily basis. Word says here in Galatians 5 and 13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, unto freedom. Only use not liberty or freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Yes, people of God, in God's kingdom, our freedom is not about being selfish. It is about being selfless. It is about the freedom to love, to serve, and to build one up, each other up in the faith. It is about having the freedom to extend grace and forgiveness. You see, biblical freedom also means to have that attitude to live righteously and not according to the world system, but according to God's system. Yes, I'm going to repeat this because it's better to be repeated. Biblical freedom, hallelujah, means to have the ability to live righteously as a follower of Christ and not according to the world system, but according to God's standard. Hallelujah. So maintaining your spiritual freedom in 2024 is a must. It is essential. It is important for you to do. Bible says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17, now the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Believer in Christ, embrace Christ's freedom and fully accept the freedom that Christ offered in 2024. You see, it is not a theological concept. It is a life-forming reality. Walking in righteousness, when you make a choice and choose to live right, by being guided by God's word and by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, it is essential for these times that we are living in. Yes, beloved, hallelujah, love and serve one another in 2024. Extend grace, forgiveness, and compassion as Christ have done for you and I and all mankind. Yes, child of God, share the gospel, the good news, with others who don't know Christ, who's tore up from the floor. Every time the Holy Spirit leads you and guides you, hallelujah, be ready to share with others that have no hope, that look onto us, the world. The world look onto the church as having the freedom to share the word of God in any given moment. Yes, to be led by the Spirit of God is to do God's work. We were created on purpose for a purpose, and that a purpose is to go beyond the four walls of a building, our homes, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We have to always be mindful of the fact that in 2024, hallelujah, one plant, the word of God, another waters, the word of God. But God is the one that brings forth increase on a spiritual basis. Yes, tell them God, sharing the gospel with others who do not know Christ should be our priority each and every day as the Spirit leads us to share. Because freedom is too precious to keep to ourselves. In order to stay free in these times that we are living in, we must do our part to reach those that are still lost, those that are still bound by sin, habits that they can't break. God allows someone to pray for us. So we in turn, hallelujah, are responsible to reach out and touch those that are less fortunate than us on a spiritual basis, especially in these times that we are living in. We must guard our freedom in Christ and don't allow the entanglement of sin or the world to ensnare us again. Christ delivered us. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, shed his blood on Calvary's cross, took upon himself the sins of all mankind. Yes, beloved, biblical freedom is not merely a privilege. It is a responsibility on our part to carry out. It is a call to live in the fullness of Christ's liberty and to extend it to others along this Christian journey of ours. Remember that freedom costs, and it didn't come free. Yes, beloved, Christ willingly laid down his life for all mankind and took our sins upon himself so that we could be set free from the power of sin and death. You see, this sacrifice is the cornerstone of our freedom. It is also the bedrock upon which our freedom is built to. It is a foundation that cannot be shaken, no matter what storm of life that comes our way. As a born-again believer of Christ, the Word of God let us know in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So you see, in order to maintain our spiritual freedom, we must do our part. If we do our part, God will do his. You see, he's the one that has begun a good work in us. And he's the one that will complete it until the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, Christ's love compels us as followers of his to love others as he has loved us, and to serve others as he has served. He is our prime example to follow. This is having the freedom to live a life of purpose and meaning, having a life that reflects the love and grace of Christ to the world all around us. Yes, beloved, faith is the key to our freedom in Christ. The Word of God reminds us in Hebrews 11:1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, spiritual freedom must be maintained on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, freedom comes by filling our minds up with God's thoughts on a daily basis. We have to be reminded that God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, God's thoughts are higher. You see, freedom means that I have been set free in order to become all that God wants me to be, in order to achieve all that God wants me to achieve. When you experience total freedom in all areas of your life, then you are at peace within. You are at peace with yourself as well as at peace with others. Also, you will enjoy all that God wants you to enjoy. See, we have been placed on this planet called Earth. We have been placed here for a set time and for a reason and a season. God has tailor-made and warranted to each and every one of us a spiritual assignment to complete, a destiny to fulfill. But it's up to you and I, as born-again believers, to do our part, to be led by the Spirit of God, to do what God has called us to do, to remain in the lane that he has assigned us to run in. We must run this race, hallelujah, and we must do the work while it is day, for night cometh that no man or woman can work. Yes, child of God, your spiritual freedom, in order to maintain it, it has to be done through total obedience unto the Lord. You see, obedience leads to true freedom. Well reminded in the Word of God, where in 1 Samuel 15:22, in the B clause of the verse, it says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Yes, beloved, Christian freedom, grounded in justification by faith, is a freedom to be defended. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. Christian freedom grounded in justification by faith is a freedom to be defended. Yes, child of God, living the Christian life is done by grace, which means that you get and stay in right relationship with God. This is done by faith based on Christ. And Christ alone. He's the one that became the ultimate sacrifice that paid the penalty to justify, hallelujah, our deliverance from sin. Yes, believer in Christ, as you access God's voice on a daily basis by reading his word, we read the word of God and we study it. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show thyself, approve unto God a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we respond to God. We do it in prayer. Luke 18:1, because of the verse says, men ought always to pray and don't faint or lose heart. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, to pray without ceasing, always being mindful of prayer. Hallelujah. Pray when things are going good. Pray when things are going not so good. Little prayer, little faith and power. Much prayer, much faith and power. So it is essential, important for a born-again believer of Christ to pray. We can't wait until Sunday morning or midweek service. No, we must pray on a daily basis. Because one thing about prayer will prepare you for what you may face each and every day. Prayer and fasting is essential because there may be things in your life that the only way that they'll come out is through prayer and fasting. And our effort, our life, our obedience from faith are channels of God's ongoing grace to you and I on a daily basis. Each and every day, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are granted the liberty, the freedom, each and every day that God allows us to open up our eyes. We are granted the freedom to live a life again. It's because of his mercy and his grace that he has extended to our lives that we are able to say, if God be for me, who or what can be against me? Yes, the Bible says in John 8, verse 36, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. You see, spiritual freedom is maintained, again, through obedience, true obedience on a daily basis. See, the word free means to be liberated or to be exempt from a liability. Yes, beloved, because the Holy Spirit lives in us, we are made free. Understand this as a born-again believer in Christ. You are free from the bondage of sin, guilt, and shame. You see, now through Jesus Christ, hallelujah, being Lord and Savior of your life, your capacity to serve, to love, and to have joy has been expanded in order to experience peace and to enjoy life in Christ, which will increase on a daily basis. The Bible says here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Here, the Apostle Paul is talking to the Ephesian church and giving them words of encouragement, as well as us here in 2024 as followers of Christ. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works. In other words, from the beginning of time, before he was born, God preordained that we would be followers of Christ unto good works, good deeds that we would be doing once we come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, to know Christ is to, hallelujah, is to unite with him and to yoke together with him. Bible says, all ye that are heavy laden, come to him that you may find rest for your weary soul. Galatians 6:9 says, hallelujah. In other words, I'm paraphrasing. If you're doing good, keep working. Keep doing good. Because in due season, if you faint not, you shall receive the promise that God gives. If we stretch out in faith, walk in the liberty that he has called us to walk in the freedom of knowing that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved, one of the main reasons why Christ has freed us is because he has work for us to do. He has a plan for our lives. Remember this at all times. that you are saved by grace and not by works, that any man should boast. So live by grace, and God will accomplish his plan in your life by grace. Live the life that Christ has freed you to live in. Yes, child of God, believers, hallelujah. Always remember, again, what Galatians 5 and 1 says. Stand fast, unmovable. Therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. In other words, Christ died, went to Calvary, shed his blood for you and me. It wasn't done in vain. No, he did it to satisfy the penalty that God wanted. Hallelujah. Because of the sin of mankind. That's why the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Because of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, because of the fall of man, sin entered in. And when sin entered in, there was a penalty that had to be paid in order to satisfy, hallelujah, to satisfy what God wanted. So Jesus became the bridge between God and man. He is our way maker. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the one that took our place, that we was headed to hell because we was bound in sin. And when Jesus manifested himself and did what he was called to do, stood in the gap, bridged the gap between God and man, he made it possible. After he died, he was placed in a borrowed tomb. And after 3 days, he rose up from on high. He rose up with power from on high as well as here on the earth. All power was given to him, the Son of the living God. So we thank Jesus tonight because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. We must always remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that our source of true freedom is found in no other than Jesus Christ himself, the Lord and Savior of our lives. You see, Jesus is the one that has set us free from the bondage of sin and of the law. He fulfilled the law. He brought the New Testament and the Old Testament together. Yet this freedom is not the absence of restraint, hallelujah, but it is the presence of Christ in our lives. It is to have the liberty to live in total, complete obedience to God's will. Yes, the word says, again, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We are reminded of the word of God, hallelujah, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, that says that if my people, which is called by my name, which just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. And indeed, this land that we are living in the United States of America, where we proclaim the land of the brave and the free, the land that hallelujah, let us don't forget the God, because a God that forgets the nation, a nation that forgets God, is a nation that is headed towards destruction. So we have to stand in the gap. We have to bridge the gap and stay in prayer for our leaders, those in the political arena, and every other office of authority, to pray for them on a steady basis, a daily basis, to pray that the Lord would touch them touch their mind, their heart, to where they do things not according to sinful flesh, but according to God's will for that particular day. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the church as a whole, we must wake up and do our part to be the light of the world and to be the salt of the earth, to let people know there is a better way to live according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in order to maintain our spiritual freedom in 2024, we must be tied up, wrapped up in the things of God. From this night forward, in Jesus' name, we pray. Hallelujah.
Your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time get hard and things get wrong, but Jesus will take it right when you had it.
This evening. Apostle, thank you for the message that we heard, and we hope that you gleaned some information that you can apply to your life. And if so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424. Every Tuesday and Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at 8544 West Belfort, B as in boy, E-L-L-F-O-R-T Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. Again, that's 8544 West Belfort Avenue, number 715, Houston, Texas, 77071. God bless you. Know that God loves you, and so do we. Have a great evening and a great rest of the week. Keep God first and never stop praying. God bless.